Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Nice pass! The Zealous throws it down with a hammer dunk with the right hand from Jalen Smith. Nice pass! And Gonzalez with a right-handed dunk right in the grill of Isaiah Stewart. Oh my goodness!
That's a pumpkin pie in your eye, Mattis Gonzalez. Give me the whipped cream.
Bill was on one last night. That Bill Whittington and Chuck Swirsky.
What?
On the Bulls Radio Network. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And Mattis Gonzalez did have a great game. And there were some very nice lobs for dunks that happened in the 115-111 win over the Pistons. For the Bulls, Mattis with 21 points. He was 7 of 12 shooting, 7 for 7 from the line. He had 6 rebounds. He also had 1 assist. That's a nice line for 34 minutes for the young one.
Don't you dare leave out the 3 blocks, because that's where I'm looking at the defensive step up from why he couldn't get on the floor at the beginning of his rookie season to where he is now. I think the fact that he's become a plus and not a minus on the defensive side of the ball is one of the reasons why I really... Hey, if you didn't listen to me yesterday, I told the people. Did I not tell the people? I said, Mattis Gonzalez, plus 1,800, most improved player of the year. Those odds have gone from 18-1 to 12-1 overnight. You had your opportunity.
We know Chicago likes to move the money line as a market, and when they feel good about the Bulls, they will let you know. That is for sure. But it also shows that if he's going to dunk like that and he's going to block like that, you need him to be an above-the-rim player. And that is good proof that he is going to mature into being a consistent one.
I love the fact that he was 7 of 7 from the line, too, because that means you're willing to go inside, get physical with people, and when you get sent to the line, you're a threat to score from there. And that can make the difference, really, in a 4 to 5 points per game average if you can get to the line and make your free throws. Because we know plenty of people who have gotten to the line and not made their free throws. But for Gonzalez at his age to understand, as a young tactician, a young student of the game, if you will, what it is and what it isn't, this is great right now, what I see with this development.
Well, you're not the only one who's excited about Mattis. Just listen to what Vooch had to say in the locker room after the game.
Those are big plays, you know, dunks, blocks, anything like that. They bring energy into the crowd. They bring energy, you know, within the team. But it's a huge play, and I'm very proud of Mattis. He became a man tonight. You know, he got his first legit poster. He tried to claim he dunked on D'Angelo Russell or something last year, but I'm like, you know, Mattis, he had 2 feet bigger than him. So, you know, this is the first one. So, yeah, and he's finally a sophomore, no more rookie. So, yeah, he's growing, which is nice to see. But, you know, it was a big play for us. It was I needed time too, because they were trying to kind of make a comeback, and it was a great play, you know, by him. But you know, he's able to do that. He has, you know, great physical attributes, very athletic guy, and he just, you know, I think he enjoys taking on that challenge, and that was a great play. You know, Stewart's a big guy. I think he caught some of the ball, so for nice way to finish, it was huge.
He became a man tonight. The way he folded that in. I think he did it just to see if anybody was going to pay attention. He became a man tonight. He had his first legit poster.
How fitting is this? So Matis Buzelis, his birthday is October 13th. That's 10 days ago, right? On October 13th, he turned 21 and for legal reasons became a man. He can drink, he can do all the things.
Can't rent a car.
Well, you can rent a car, but you got to pay the extra surcharge. I know this is a former 24-year-old who rented a car, and they were like, oh, well, you got to put this extra money down. And
think
all
he can afford it?
I think he can afford it. I think he can afford it. So for him, in this season debut, I'm 21 now. I'm a man.
I'm a man.
For him to do what he did to Isaiah Stewart and for his quasi-dad, because 35, it's like, I can't even call you like big brother. You're 35, and he wasn't even a man 10 days ago until he turned 21. For him to kind of pass the torch to you, I love that. I love the sense of this Bulls team, and this is why I like the fact that they brought those guys back from last year to this year, because the cohesion is already baked in. The cohesion is there.
It is, and it was there. Remember when DeMar would do that with like Io and Dalen Terry, and he called him his youngest?
Yeah.
Those are his children.
Exactly.
So, I love that stuff.
But Buzelis, I think this is just step one of a new season, and you know he understood why he wasn't even getting playing time last year. He talked about it like, I wasn't any good at defense, and now I'm getting better. And he had some early mistakes when he would be in the game for, 10 minutes or so in a game. Now he is being counted on as a frontline player for the Chicago Bulls.
Well, additionally, think about who's going to be in the floor even last night in the closing minutes of the game. That's a big part of this, is how many times were we asking last season whether or not Matis Buzelis was going to be on the floor in crucial minutes in a game, and we didn't have that base to draw from, that he wasn't on the floor. So to be able to earn this and to do what he's done in the preseason leading to this, and then get the vote of confidence from Vooch, and really the veteran love like that, I mentioned DeMar, for example, that shows it's a fun team. Like, I love that stuff when you can share that with everybody. So that's a good sign too, what you talk about with the chemistry and just the veteran partnership there with the young players. That's a very good thing.
One of the biggest things about this team specifically, because we talked about Vooch, and I think he was like the player of the game last night, 28 and 14. He got Duren in foul trouble. He set the tone with that. And obviously his big floaters late. When they looked like they were having some trouble scoring the basketball, they went to Vooch, which is, I know Stacey King was happy about that, because he always talks about get it to your big man and work off of him.
You're skilled big man, too.
Yes. I mean,
for all we talk about with defense, the best thing he can do is exactly what happened. And the Bulls got in some foul trouble, too. You remember Giddey was toeing the line with five fouls, and they decided to bring him back in for those closing minutes. So for Vooch to do the same thing and force foul trouble, that's exactly what you want an offensive-minded five to be able to do.
I also expect, and I expected and still expect, Ayo Dosunmu to have a huge season. It's a contract year for him. He obviously missed the end of last season with an injury, and now he's probably their most steady player, mm-hmm. in that he's not going to wow you necessarily, but he's going to make all the right plays. He's going to do all the right things on defense especially. We know he can finish in the open court when they do decide to push. But for him to have 14 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists off the bench,
and 27 minutes off the bench too, those are significant minutes.
I think that's important for Herter to be that 3-point threat to help spread the floor, to have 15 points off the bench as well. Again, I think it's going to take 10 guys. Dalen Terry played 6 minutes and 20 seconds, right? But in my mind, when Kobe White and Zach Collins come back, the depth is there.
Right.
And, AK, one of the things he talked about with Spiegel and Holmes is how you need 10 guys now. We see it with Oklahoma City and the Thunder and what they did last year, and even in their double overtime win over the Rockets on opening night.
The Warriors were doing that quite a bit, too. They decided to go with a big rotation in a lot of their regular season games. That's where that trend is coming from. Like, it's both those teams.
And so you wonder maybe, well, who's going to be the leading scorer any given night? Because you don't have a Zach LaVine or a DeMar DeRozan. And Josh Giddey, while he's not a premium scorer, can score the basketball given opportunities. I like that teams, when they scout for the Bulls, especially without Kobe, they don't know who to stop.
You're gonna
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30. Rated T for teen.
I have to figure it out. Since we're having fun with the box score, the line for Isaac Okoro, get it done, my man. 23 minutes, 0 points, 5 personal fouls. Play the defense. Go wreck shop. That was great. Five rebounds, 4 assists.
The best part of his line, by the way, you know, he only took 2 shots, obviously, so over 2 from the field. But the best part of his line, you might be like, oh, well, 5 rebounds. He used his fouls because he got in a little foul trouble as well.
Yeah, they did. They did get in some foul trouble.
But the most telling part about New Bull Isaac Okoro and his line, that man was a plus 17 game high for either team on plus minus. Plus 17 says a lot in a game in which nobody else was in double digits for plus minus.
Yeah, that is significant when you look at it like that. Although Dalen was minus 10.
Well, Dalen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we.
Dalen.
Yeah. 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 Now, when it came to your player of the game, you said it was Vooch. He was 11 of 18 shooting. He had 28 points, 14 rebounds, 2 assists. Let's listen to what Billy Donovan had to say about Vooch this game.
Vooch does an unbelievable job professionally taking care of himself. And I think, you know, getting ready to turn 35 and the fact that he had an entire training camp this summer in Montenegro, I think he was one of the league leaders this summer in minutes played, you know, per game. He comes out of that, you know, he's got to fly obviously back here. You know, he's got kids, he's got school, takes care of himself. And he's worked incredibly hard in training camp. And listen, he's playing two different styles. The way they play in Montenegro is a little different than the way we play here. And he kind of worked his way through it. But, you know, when he's playing at that level on both ends, it really incredibly helps our team.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, talking about the Bulls' win last night. Season opener. Nice to see.
And I thought it was an interesting touch that he mentioned the Montenegro and what they did in EuroBasket 2025. And here's why. Vooch went out there and played like he was still in his, you know, late 20s, early 30s, in the fact that he averaged 20.8 points, 11.6 rebounds, 4.4 assists, and 0.8 blocks in 5 appearances. And understanding what he was able to do there, and because he retired from the Montenegrin national team after this performance. This was his last send-off in that capacity for his national team. And to come back and be like, all right, back to basketball the NBA way, and to perform the way he did in game one, and to be joking around and talking as he was about Modest Puzelis after the game, even though he wants to play for a contender. We heard him say that just after the trade deadline last year.
And it was addressed again at the end of the season.
Yes. So I think he's okay with where he is, though, because of what he's seeing around him right now. And I just think it's a very positive effort. Their next game in Orlando, by the way, and he knows a thing or two about Orlando.
He does, although that Orlando team has had players who have been known to give the Bulls absolute fits. We are going to take a look at the schedule, I think, in a little bit coming up. That's more for High Noon.
So I have a question for you guys, because I feel like there's going to be a lot of fans who have been burned by the Bulls in the last half decade, basically in their life. Like, there's going to be a lot of people who don't know if they should give this team a chance yet. both of you, we are all Bulls people. We're going to watch the games. But for the people who don't know to give it a chance, what is the biggest selling point? And do you think they should give the Bulls a chance this year?
I mean, I think it's a fair question. I just don't think it's necessarily our job to sell. It's if you want to see how this comes together, because no other team in the NBA is really using this philosophy to build a roster. They're not really using this philosophy to decide how to use the roster on the court. That's probably it. Like I joked about Billy Donovan, the season making sense if Billy Donovan would be the coach of the year last year. But I also think for what he did with the people we understood to be coming up in the returns of trades, for example, like the Zach LaVine trade, that was a different way of doing business than what we see in the league. When we talk about draft picks having value, it's because of how the Oklahoma City Thunder rebuilt their team, not only quickly, but to build a perennial contender. They're sustainable, you know, in what they're doing. And if you like team basketball, for example, you know, if you like old school basketball, I feel like the way the Pacers played all through the playoffs last year is for you. And what the Bulls are doing is a completely different concept.
There are no ball stoppers on the Bulls as far as their offense goes. No one's going to sit there and pound the rock for 10 seconds of a 24-second shot clock and then either make a late decision to pass someone or to take a shot themselves. It is a very free-flowing style of basketball in which people understand, I might have a good shot, but let me go and pass it to the next guy for a better shot. And I think it's a better brand of basketball than probably people have been watching for a while here for the Bulls. And I think their defense is evolving. It's going to take time. It's a work in progress. But I have full belief that Billy Donovan will get the best out of these players. And if Zach Collins comes back healthy in a reasonable amount of time, and if Kobe White and his calf strain come back in a reasonable amount of time, they're going to be a problem for a lot of teams out here, because there's a lot of middling teams specifically in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I think first things first, they've got to be a solution, though, for themselves.
Yeah.
And you and I both agree, draft picks are gold. They are mana. So you have to be able to use those in a way that really builds your team, not just in a roster situation for a year, but for many to come. And that having any sort of draft pick is only going to work to your favor even years from now. Didn't we see draft picks in the 2030s being traded when it came to the deals that were happening in the league?
Listen, all I know is the team that currently holds the NBA championship, the most recent Larry O'Brien trophy, has so many draft picks. They're going to end up trading those picks for future first-round picks beyond their years, because they're not going to be able to use them all. And it's scary that they have the roster they have with the capital draft-wise that they have. And that's why it seems like there's no end in sight for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Sam Presti's living in 3008. I don't want to be in 2000 and late. That's it. That's how I feel.
Great use of lyrics there.
It's the Black Eyed Peas, Robbie.
I know it's the Black Eyed Peas. Yeah.
Were you alive when that album came out?
Gotta get that.
Yeah. He knows it. He's actually
I was in middle school. Yeah, that was at the middle school dances. That is a very popular middle school dance album,
I would say. Yeah, that makes it make sense. When there's a large portion of that album on people's wedding playlists in 2025, I know what I'm dealing with here. People who need more music. I mean, I like that album, but you know, it's been a while.
They're still touring, but without Fergie. We need Fergie back.
Every now and then I will watch Fergie's national anthem. Just every now and then. Just to get a good laugh in. And mostly for the cutaways of people laughing at the national anthem at the time.
Mm-mm-mm.
If you want to cheer yourself up, that's a good way to do it. I think there's some people in the NBA that might need some cheering up. What on earth did we wake up to this morning?
News, breaking news.
FBI indictments for a current NBA head coach, a former finals MVP, in fact. And additionally, as we mentioned, somebody who could have faced the Bulls in that last game that the Bulls played in last season, but he did not. Either way, active players, active coaches, and it sounds like there could be more. It's all coming up next on Raheem Harris and Grody on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.